The once extinct in Massachusetts peregrine falcon has made a major comeback and could soon be removed from the list of threatened species in the state. WBUR's Lexi Peary tagged along for an annual banding of the young birds to learn more about their recovery.
On top of a dorm at Boston University, you can get a good view of the Charles River, the traffic down below, and two anxious adult peregrine falcons circling overhead. They're screeching at David Paulson, a senior biologist at the Massachusetts Division of Fisheries and Wildlife, who is heading for the babies in their nest.
Here we go. That looks like the female right there flying overhead. And she'll be circling, trying to dive bomb us, constantly watching our every move.
Volunteers swing pool noodles to keep the parents away. Paulson carefully takes the five-week-old falcons from the wooden nest box and puts them in tote bags so they can be banded inside, away from mom and dad. One of the babies isn't happy about it.
They are definitely bigger.
Yeah, there's...
That's a big one.
Yep. Yeah,
ow. The young falcons are each about the size of a basketball, but have nearly full-grown talons. Once they're banded, they'll be returned to the nest. Hopefully, they'll never get that close to a human again. Peregrine falcons can nest on bridges and skyscrapers, and they feed on small birds. They are also the fastest animal in the world. They can dive over 240 miles per hour, snatching birds mid-flight. Retired biologist Tom French has been watching these peregrine falcons come back for decades.
Whereas we think of endangered species like grizzly bears and wolves being in the wilderness, away from people, requiring lots and lots and lots of natural habitat, these guys live here in the city and do just fine. They're happy as clams.
Are there any dangers for them in the city?
We had one chick killed by a bicycle messenger they ran over it. So, cars, bicycles, glass windows, they're different risks, they're different challenges, but it's a hard life here in the city, just as it would be up in the mountains.
One challenge in the city for young falcons is when they're learning to fly. Their wings are still weak.
When they're taking their first flight, they don't know how to land, they don't know how to stop.
That's where volunteers like Ursula Goodine come in. She and her husband keep an eye out for falcons that get stuck and return them to their nests.
So they can crash into a building and fall to the ground. So we have what we call peregrine patrol, my husband and I, and we have some friends that also help us, and we're always on the lookout.
These peregrine falcons once nested on cliffs in Massachusetts until the pesticide DDT was introduced in the 1940s and decimated their population. Paulson from Mass Wildlife says there were no falcons left in Massachusetts.
By 1955, we had our last breeding pair, and the cause there was DDT, causing a thin eggshell. So you had all these failed attempts of trying to raise young. So by the 1960s, we had no pairs in Massachusetts. DDT got phased out in 72, and from there on, the recovery has been a group effort.
Banding the birds helps Mass Wildlife keep track of the falcons' eating, migrating, and nesting habits. They've tracked the falcons since they were listed as endangered in the state in 1986. Their status was recently downgraded and may soon be downgraded again. Paulson says their comeback has been extraordinary.
Pre-DDT, we had about 14 pairs nesting in the state, historically on classic cliff sites. We're up to about 42-plus pairs now in the Commonwealth on bridges, buildings, cliffs, and quarries.
The peregrine falcon is one of several species that are able to thrive in a growing urban landscape. So, as long as there are tall buildings to perch on, plenty of pigeons to eat, and a few volunteers to help out, their future is looking pretty good. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lexi Peary.